Hailing from Japan's northernmost island of Hokkaido, that is Eastern Youth from their album What You Can See From Your Place. And the track we heard was called A Runner's Self-Portrait. This is Octopus Army. I'm Jamie, your host. How you doing, folks? I apologize today if I'm a little sniffly, but I'm surprisingly under the weather. I haven't had a cold in a decade, and I suppose that that streak is now being broken. But I am here doing the show for you anyway on New Year's Eve, and Happy New Year's to everyone who's listening. New Year's, of course, is the big holiday in Japan. They don't really celebrate Christmas, although they do decorate for it. Hey, that's not too far off from what we do, I suppose. But so we're just playing some rock and roll tonight. Couldn't really think of too many New Year's themed songs in Japanese, although I'm sure they're out there, so I thought I'd just play some upbeat stuff for you. Although we are going to get a little freaky and psych at the end with Boris with Sun, or Sun-O, if that's how you know them. But in the meantime, we have this power trio known as Eastern Youth. They are from Sapporo, the capital city of Hokkaido. Moved to Tokyo in 1990, so have been around for some time, and this album, available in North America on 5-1 Inc., which is based out of Santa Monica. We're going to hear something else from this band, Eastern Youth. The next track we're going to check out from this album is called Hands Tucked Away in My Pockets. You're listening to Octopus Army.
窓に影が映る。ポケットから俺は手を出せないでいる。歩みは止めない。
一つの気分はこんな感じ。
Collection, which is, well, I think you could probably guess, some kind of collection of their hits and singles. That was GT400 from the Michelle Gun Elephant, the band famously named after the machine gun etiquette, but mistakenly spelled and pronounced, and became the Michelle Gun Elephant. That's from 2001, and that album came out on Alive, and they're a fine, fine band. They were formed in 91. They've been around for some time themselves. They met at Meiji Gakuin University in Tokyo, and yes, they were called the Headcoats before they took the Damned album and messed up the name of it. Did I say Damned before? I'm sick, so something seems to be wrong in what I said earlier, but definitely the Damned album. Anyhow, I don't know what I'm saying. I am a little under the weather. I'm Jamie. You can reach me at jamie@octopusarmy.com. You can check out that website, too, for downloads and reviews and things of that nature. Also in that set from the album, what's it called? Rodeo Tandem Beat Spectre. I'm pretty sure that doesn't mean anything, nor is it supposed to. We heard the Redhead Kelly, and we also heard a track called Baby Stardust. We started off that set with a second track from Eastern Youth, What You Can See From Your Place. The album's called... Sorry, that's what the album is called. And the song is called Hands Tucked Away in My Pockets. Yeah, having some trouble with the thinking and the speaking, and a little bit of a sore throat, and they're going to take it easy this New Year's Eve, I think, tonight, to go home and do nothing. I'll do my rocking out tomorrow after a good night's sleep. But I hope you're having a good time out there. And we're going to keep on playing some upbeat stuff for you, continuing on with a song that I simply picked because the title made me giggle. It's the Garlic Boys. And which album is it from now? I got two of their records here. I'm not even sure which album it is from. I think it's got to be from the album Poem. The track's called Kyoto Gigolo. This is Octopus Army.
Do you love me? Do you love me?
Papa, no te suku, anata kuda kero da kedo terebi dete ru kare wa tokubetsu da. Chisho, yume, tarento ni no onna, mite mo nai kao, mite o date hanto.
You.
Attack! 星の池!
「はずれ」 無常心と構造武器と支援悔いと予感道具と理由時間と宣告自分
their release Compiled Fragments 1997 to 2003. That is A Far Off Reason from Envy, Japanese sort of hardcore screamo band. I guess they kind of fit that bill with those tracks. They've gotten a little more epic over time, as if they've been listening to a lot of Godspeed or something crazy. But really, really neat band. Known, actually, have any others at this point in time, so you'll have to deal with it. Anyway, they're signed to Rock Action Records in Europe and temporary residence here in North America. Check them out if you have the desire. This comes from a brand new sampler that actually is being put out, or at least distributed by Sonic Onion, which is very, very cool. A little Hamilton connection. We also heard Farewell to Words from their album All the Footprints You've Ever Left. And also in that set, we heard from the Garlic Boys, I think, at least twice in there. I know that for a fact. We heard Dancing Tank from the album Love, and Kyoto Gigolo from the album Poem. And because my voice is going, and because I'm having trouble putting sentences together in any kind of coherent manner, I'm going to keep on going with the music. We're going to check out a band that I've always meant to see live and have never had the chance to see live. They're pretty wacky. This is from, I believe, 1998 album, Charlie Melt Banana with Circle Jack Chase the Magic Words Lego Lego. Okay, let's do that then. This is Octopus Army.
Okay.
for some reason playing a lot of bands that started in the early 90s. That's Melt Banana in there with their craziness from the album Charlie. The band got together in 92, also, much like Michelle Gun Elephant, met at a university. This one, though, was the Tokyo University of Foreign Studies. Onuki Yasuko, or Yasuko O, or Yako, whatever she goes by, Agata Ichiru, and Rika MM, and later on, Toshiaki Sudo, or just Sudo. Really interesting band. I mean, they're a noise band, but they're a noise rock band, you know. There's definitely some instruments going, kind of like the early Boredom's wackiness. And the track that we heard just there was called Section 8. Before that, we had the weirdly titled Circle Jack Chase the Magic Words, Lego Lego. I did catch her saying Lego Lego in there, weirdly. Anyhow, we've mellowed things out a bit in the background right now. You'll notice this is NLT. From an album called Alter with Sun and Boris. Now, I've always been a little confused by Sun. Some people know them as Sun O, but actually, they're just pronounced Sun, even though their name is spelled S-U-N-N, and then there's an O, or a zero, and then three end brackets. It's a stylistic thing, I don't know. But they've teamed up with Boris a couple of times, and this album, Alter, which I believe did come out fairly recently on Southern Lord, is some cool stuff if you're a fan of Sun. I know that it's funny because I've had some friends who are big fans of Boris say, yeah, I'm kind of over the Sun thing, but Boris are still awesome. So, you know, I have to agree, Boris pretty much have more staying power, I'd say. But this record is really, really cool because I'm a Boris fan, so I can't get enough of it. We're going to hear NLT in the background, and then we're going to hear a track to take us out. And that track is going to be, what's that going to be? We're going to play Akuma no Kuma, which is not unlike Akuma no Uta, the album on which the guitarist from Boris is looking like Nick Drake cover. So we're going to check out that song, and I hope you had a good show, and I hope you have a great New Year's Eve and a great 2008. And I'll be back next week with more music. I think we're going to get noisy. I got lots of noise left over in the pile that I haven't gotten to this year because I've had so much normal on rock stuff. Normal on? Okay, I'm already making up phrases, so it's time for me to go. Everybody, have a great New Year's Eve, and until next week, thanks for listening.
Hello, good evening, and welcome back to Niche Album Nights on 93.3 CFMU. I'm Darcy, your host, here to introduce to you some albums that you might not have heard of before, but you are definitely hearing now. And I don't know how many of you have been out today, but it is rainy. It is thundery. My dog, I love her, is being so dreadfully brave about it, and you can tell this because she's hiding in my parents' room and refusing to come out and not even biting anyone about it, which is a surprise because she's a puppy and therefore prone to biting absolutely anything and everything that is even slightly within biting range, up to and including rocks. Many rocks. So many rocks. She loves eating rocks, and I don't know how to make her stop. Anyways,